fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the first day of November. The prep tip of the day is to read the book titled Patriots, Patriots by James Wesley Rawls. Sam, you have something important to take care of, and you need to scoot off here, don't you, sir?
Yeah, I apologize, John. I have to exit here to take care of some things.
Okay.
If I can jump back on in half an hour, I'll come back.
That's good. We'll take care of business, and if you can make it back, that's fine. If not, we will carry on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Have a great
week. Okay, we'll continue with Farmers Monday. I'm not the expert that Sam is, but I do have more knowledge than the average guy or gal does when it comes to rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, ammunition, and so forth. And we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. I don't know exactly the percentage of veterans that will be leaving. I agree with Sam that the, and that's over the next 8 weeks between now and the first of the year. I agree with Sam that the likelihood of the Supreme Court backing up these men and women is pretty much slim to none, quite frankly, unfortunately. Men and women who have spent years training to achieve the places they have in the U.S. Army Special Forces, the Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines, Army Rangers, and so forth, tip of the spear. I don't see much hope of that working at all. The Communist Chinese are behind this. They knew exactly what would happen when they released the biological weapon 2 years ago. Not quite 2 years ago in the United States. They knew. I had some consultation clients a couple weeks ago, a couple of doctors, and they told us that one of their patients worked for one of the pharmaceutical companies manufacturing one of the COVID clot shots, and it was shared with them that they spent, the pharmaceutical company spent 6 years developing the clot shot. Nothing was left to chance. Nothing. By the time they really, and I started saying in March of 2020, March, February, March of 2020, around March or April, that my belief was that the vaccines for the COVID-19 were already in refrigerators. I believe the evidence will eventually prove that to be correct. Operation Warp Speed was a fantasy. There was no Operation Warp Speed because the vaccines were already developed and in the refrigerators, waiting to be distributed already. How about that? I've been around a block a few times in my life. I have a pretty good grip, pretty good handle on how the world works, on human nature. One of the reasons the Holy Bible is so important is, among other things, it's a study in human behavior. We may have incredibly powerful electronic devices that we carry around with us and very nice modern living conditions on one hand. On the other, human interaction has not changed in 2,000 plus years and isn't going to. We're human beings. The personas, the way people interact with each other is still the same as it was 2,000 years ago. That's one of the reasons the Bible is such an important and very valuable book, because it's a study, among other things, a study in human nature. Very predictable, very knowable. We're at war, ladies and gentlemen, worldwide. World War III, World War IV, depending on who you believe, is being fought right now. It's a war against all of humanity, except the Chinese, of course. The Indians have pretty much figured out how to stop this as well. The Chinese Communist plan is to conquer the world. And unless something changes, they're going to come really close. I'm a big fan of Cliff High. Cliff High is very optimistic that they won't win. I would like to share his optimism. I can't completely. I do believe there's certainly a possibility that we'll defeat the powers that be. We certainly outnumber them, at least for the time being. We're going to lose tens of millions of good American men and women and other good people all over the planet the next few months, couple of years. The prognostications are that the deaths will go out for 10 years if you include the cancer deaths. I personally believe the majority of the fatalities will happen in the next 24 months. Our 24 months beginning in March, because I was corrected, one of our listeners corrected me. When you get the clot shot, your immune system is reduced 5% per week. So you go from 100% of your immune system being intact to 95%. The next step is not 90%. It's in the high 80s. The next step after that is not 85%. It's in the low to mid 80s. It's like compound interest. I was talking to our financial advisor for the Liberator Rocket Heater Company over the weekend, or last week, actually. And I said, do you know what the 11th wonder of the world is? And he says, no, I don't. And I said, well, it's compound interest. That's the 11th wonder of the world, compound interest, because it grows on itself. So do what you have to do. You know, we have fun here on Firearms Monday. We get a lot of good information out here. Almost all my listeners, almost all of you, own firearms. That I know my demographics. I know that almost all of you own firearms on one hand. On the other, a rather small percentage has had any tactical training. Now, you combat veterans, you've been in combat, at least you've had that experience. It doesn't mean you have the best knowledge and skills when it comes to tactical training, but you've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, as the old saying goes. I don't know how much time we've got. It'll be 2022 in 8 weeks. The COVID vaccine mandates are kicking in today in New York City. Over the next 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, pretty much all of them will kick in all over the country. I don't believe any mandates. Well, there may be some. I'm not aware of any that extend past the 1st of January, 2022. There probably are some. But the overwhelming majority of them will take place the next 8 weeks, especially this month. Everybody in the military, all civilian employees of the military, all federal employees, contractors who do work that have received the contract construction companies receive money from the federal government. Many, many companies in the private sector are having these mandates. It's going to harm our country in ways it's hard to predict, very difficult to predict, but it's coming. You may need to be your own police officer. You may need to be your own paramedic. You may need to be your own fire department. That's where it's going right now, as of today in New York City. They'll be working double shifts. They'll bring in people from other jurisdictions. If you're short firefighters, you just don't use day labor. You have to have qualified firefighters that have graduated from the firefighting academy. If you need paramedics, you can't just run an ad in the paper and expect to get people that don't have proper training to show up. No, these are highly specialized jobs with highly specialized skills that these men and women are walking away from because they have the same attitude I do. You can always get another job, but you only get one life. There's proposed legislation in Florida that if it passes and is signed by the governor, will offer $5,000 to police officers leaving Chicago and other jurisdictions where there's vaccine mandates and coming to Florida to be a police officer there. I hope you're all paying attention out there. I really do hope that you are, and you're not procrastinating. That you understand what's going on and how to mitigate. I have a lot of listeners in Australia, thousands of listeners in Australia. If you know the wife or girlfriend or mother of a police officer or a military man enforcing these vaccine mandates, just have a pleasant conversation with her. Let her know that she should be ashamed of her husband, son, boyfriend, who's enforcing these insanity COVID protocols there in Australia, giving people tickets just for being outside alone, giving people tickets for driving an automobile by themselves without a mask, being outside for more than an hour. The most violent, most hardened criminals that we have locked up, men or women who've committed murder in cold blood, if they're in solitary confinement, they get 1 hour a day of sunshine. That's it, 1 hour a day, in the yard alone, by the way. That's what they get. That's how we treat the worst of the worst. In Australia, you're doing the same thing to yourselves, treating your fellow citizens the same way that we in this country treat violent convicted felons. Is something broken about that? Is there something wrong with that picture? You Australian police officers should be ashamed of yourself if you're enforcing these COVID restrictions. You Australian military men or women, you should be ashamed of yourself if you're enforcing these COVID restrictions. Doing this to your own countrymen, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should turn in your resignation and find other employment and do that very publicly. Don't do it privately. Turn in your resignation very publicly and let them know why, that you're not going to be part of causing harm to your fellow citizens, that you signed up to be a police officer to help the public, to care for the public, not to do harm. People in the military, same way. You signed up to protect Australia from foreign enemies. You didn't sign up to cause harm to your fellow citizens. New Zealand, the same way. What Sam talked about earlier, about some people peacefully engaging in fun outdoor activity, having a van full of authorities show up, arrest these people, and forcibly inject them with the clot shots. I'm pretty sure that the men and women who live in the outback of Australia did not give up their guns. I have a high level of confidence that that simply did not take place. There's lots of things out there that would like to eat you, such as the crocodiles, for example. I doubt that they gave up their guns. Don't bury them in the backyard. You may need those firearms before very soon, before very long. You can't be unvaccinated. What they're doing there in New Zealand is they're basically executing people. No, you don't die immediately, but if you place poison in a person's body that will kill them, that's an execution. So New Zealand authorities are executing their own people, innocent people that have never committed a crime or been convicted of a crime. Australia, I don't believe, is doing that yet, not that I'm aware of, but they're probably just a step away from doing it. I suspect that the fact that Australians did retain some of their firearms may be the reason why they're not attempting to do what they've been doing in New Zealand there. I recall doing research back, it would have been the early 1980s, around 82, 83, along there. And I bought a copy of the New Zealand, Wellington, New Zealand Yellow Pages as part of my research. It was fascinating to go through the Yellow Pages and see the hundreds of various businesses that they had in Wellington, New Zealand. And, English-speaking people, for the most part, are Christian, I'm sure. It seems like the worst seems to be going towards the English-speaking people that believe in Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior. That seems to be what's happening here. We got a break coming up pretty soon here. You got a question or comment, we'll take that here at 512-248-8252. I don't know what the opposition will do. I know what they can do. I don't know what they will do, but I know what they can do. And it may come down to men and women fighting for their lives. It may come down to that. The Chinese plan is to get Americans to kill themselves and kill each other first before they make their final invasion. So far, the plan seems to be going off quite well. Americans killing each other. The divisiveness that's going on between the red states and the blue states. The tens of thousands of millions of Americans who volunteered to commit suicide by taking the clot shot. We're certainly living in historic times. No doubt whatsoever. Very historic times. And I wish we weren't. I'd rather be living in boring times, quite frankly. Boring times sounds a lot better than the end of the world as we know it. Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know. I simply don't know what the outcome is going to be. As I said earlier in the show, I would love to see Cliff High's prognostications come true, that we win in the end. It's going to be a wild ride, though. I know that. It'll be a very wild ride to get from where we are now to the final end of the New World Order. A lot of people are going to die on the way. Tens of millions are going to die on the way. That's part of their plan, is to depopulate the Earth. And they're doing it in a very clever way. Extremely clever. So, spiritual preparedness is probably the single most important thing you can do for yourself and your family. Get a Bible and read it frequently. Join a local church and attend the services. We know from the experience of World War II that the men and women who went to the POW camps and the concentration camps had a far greater likelihood of surviving when they were spiritually prepared than the ones who weren't. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment you get for your car, your truck, your home, your generator at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm going to call her and hold her. We got Dan Sutterfield. Good morning, Dan.
John, really appreciating your show this morning. Because of your background and my lack of what you've experienced, would you, for the benefit of everybody out there, walk us through what you think the scenario might be? Of course, there's, a million versions of people coming to your door, demanding that you step outside or that they come in and give you a shot. And there could be four, there could be a dozen, who knows? I mean, you can paint whatever scenario you think they'll probably try on us, and there's a bunch of scenarios that's running through what little mind I got left, like roadblocks, going in to pay your operator's license renewal or your license plate renewal. I mean, there's times when you can't hardly get away from them. And what do you foresee? scenario-wise. And then how? And the big question then, after you paint the scenario, is how should we react? I mean, if they grab us and stick it in us, I mean, we're done for eventually. Do you shoot it out then? Do you beg and whine and run to your bedroom and do whatever you need to do to take out as many as you can? I'll leave it open to you. It's wide open, of course. Give us your best estimate.
Okay, Dan. I don't see that happening in this country. I really don't. Americans are too well-armed and too freedom-loving to put up with that. I'll take you back to the door-to-door information people that were going. I think this was in August, just a couple of months ago. Several jurisdictions around the country, they had teams of people, two at a time, going door to door to give people information about the clot shots. That lasted about 2 weeks, and then it was gone. It was simply gone. They stopped it. There was no public recognition of why they stopped it. I can tell you why they stopped it, because the people that were doing this were getting bad responses. They were being threatened, and they weren't going to do that job anymore. They just had enough of it, and they quit. So I think that's a good reason to believe there, Dan, that we're not going to have checkpoints with vaccines being forcibly injected. There's not going to be teams of people going to people's homes to forcibly inject. You're not going to go to renew your license plate and be forcibly injected. What we're seeing is billboards on the highway. I over the weekend, I listened to National Public Radio for the first time in many months, and it was just one COVID fear porn story after another. Story.
Nauseating,
story.
Isn't it?
It was. But National Public Radio has a massive audience in this country. And I've been saying for nearly 2 years now that what we're seeing is a combination of fear and ignorance. NPR, National Public Radio, is driving the fear. And since they don't allow anything adverse to what their propaganda, it also incorporates ignorance. So I wouldn't get too concerned, Dan, about a team of paramedics coming to your door with police officers or being stopped on the road or being grabbed when you went to renew your license for your motor vehicle. I really don't see those things happening here. The response would be immediate, and it would be violent. It would be extremely violent. I really don't believe that's going to happen, Dan. What is happening, this is the first day of November, is all the firemen and paramedics in New York City that don't have the clot shot, they can't go to work today. I don't know if it's 20% or 50%. It's a big percentage of all the men and women that work for the fire department and the paramedics in New York City now are on unpaid leave, I believe it is, looking for other work because they're not going to be working there. It's just not going to happen.
Boy, that's going to snowball on the city, isn't it?
It will. It will. Professional firefighters take months to learn their trade. Paramedics the same way. It takes a lot of training to become a paramedic, and you just can't replace people like that immediately. When they're gone, it causes a big hole in your organization and your ability to do what you're assigned to do, a big hole in your organization. So we're at the beginning of this, Dan. I understand your concern. I would say we have other things to be more concerned with, such as losing a big percentage of all the adults in this country, and soon to be children also, because now the Food and Death Administration has approved the clot shots for children 5 years and older. The Zelenko video will be on my website before the day is over. You really need to see it, Dan.
Really, I'll look for it, John. Thank you so much.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonet.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the first day of November. I do private consultations. If you'd like one of those yourself, for you and your family, just go to my website and get some details there at thelibertyman.com. There's lots there at my website to educate you, inform you. We expect to have the Dr. Zelenko interview up before the day's over at my COVID-19 panels. It'll be panel number one in red highlighter. It is very important. Dr. Zelenko's work is very important. Last but not least, I'm picking up some energy cleaners tonight, a lot more later in the week, and we'll be getting back orders caught up. I'll be shipping 4 energy cleaners to Australia this week and about 30 or so to other parts of the United States. So get the details at my website. We're taking orders. We're helping people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in years. And, of course, you can place your order right at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. We got a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, good morning, John. I just wanted to say hello to the man in Indiana that mentioned community shunning, because that is a real, it's palpable. As soon as people find out you're poor or disenfranchised, you should see the seating that is given to you. Only once was it perky. This gentleman I was helping parallel park, he said, what are you doing up here in this neck of the woods, being from the South? And I said, well, you know, I can't afford health care in America, and I can work here, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, gosh, you're type 1 diabetic? Well, you're adorable, but he said, I've already filed medical bankruptcy once, so I dare not even get your phone number. And I just laughed, and I smiled, and I said, you know what, I appreciate the honesty. You're not just trying to, you know, get me in the sack or something. But anyway, it's adult mobbing, institutional bullying, and community shunning are real. They're palpable. So if we could all do what we can to listen to, because, you know, anything, one man cites just until the other comes and examines him. So hear people and try to be better than that. That would be beneficial. And I just wanted to give him some support here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Catherine. That's exactly what you did, and we appreciate your call. Our next caller is Mark in, good, thank you. Mark in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning, John. I don't know why I'm so inspired to call in, but the subjects you're talking about are very, very important. And I still have family in Missouri, and that's why I'm bringing it up. Back during when Obamacare was first starting out, my concern was that they were going to go door-to-door and force people to take medicines or vaccines. And so then I said, well, who do we have that could protect the people? Well, the people elect, they hire their local sheriff in their county. So at about that same time was when the Second Amendment Preservation Act was coming about in Missouri, being put forth, and it was the first state to bring that about, at least attempted to bring it about. But meanwhile, what was happening, and I don't know if you're familiar, maybe you are, with what happened with the Morning Land Dairy, where the Dixons, who had acquired the farm, the dairy, from a family had had it for like 25 years or something. Anyway, the milk board came down on the Morning Land Dairy, although they had never had any complaints from their products. They were a raw cheese producer. But basically, the sheriff went along with taking that farm down. And that was Sheriff Shannon, just in case anybody wants to know, Sheriff Shannon of Howell County, and that's where West Plains, Missouri is at. And I don't know how far that is from you, maybe 100 miles, 100 and a half. But anyway, so one question I have, were you familiar with that? And then the second thing is, now that this Obamacare, which is, that's what this is an extension of Obamacare being put in our faces, how do we know that they aren't going to try to do that in different counties with this vaccine? I mean, they did this with the dairy to take it down. So were you familiar with what happened with the Morning Land Dairy, John?
No, I'm not. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. That was a pretty big deal, and I was involved to contact different parties to help them get involved in supporting the family. Now, the family believed in God, and so they believed that God, you know, that God would do the right thing. They appreciated the support, but they didn't really do anything about it because they thought the judge would be a just judge and do the right thing. Well, that judge was not a just judge. He took the family down. They took that operation down. And that is a concern. And by the way, I have interacted with Sheriff Mack, the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I don't know if you've talked with him. Surely you have. I don't. Maybe he's been a guest on your show. But
I've met Sheriff Mack. Yes.
Okay. So because what the other thing I did was I started calling sheriffs in different counties of Missouri, and some of them would talk to me. Many would not. And I had no fear to call them because I am a Missourian, but I don't currently reside in Missouri. However, people that live in those counties, they may be a little bit, a little bit standoffish about contacting their local sheriff because they don't want to get on the wrong side of the sheriff. So anyway, just mentioning these things. But the other thing I want to ask you, and this is very important, a lot of people don't know this, that three of the world's top-producing springs, two of them are in southern Missouri. One's right across the border in Mammoth Springs, Arkansas. So what is being done? Have you heard of protecting these springs? And these are deep from the deep aquifers. And, you know, so is anything being done on that, John, to help protect our water in Missouri?
Protect it from what? What's the concern?
Well, being protected from being contaminated or being controlled. Like the back at that time, also they were trying to the group was trying to take over the water rights of farmers because the runoff from when it would rain and into the streams and creeks and or small rivers, they tried to push forth a control on that. So I don't know if you've heard of anything trying to be done to, I mean, surely I'm not the only one that knows about these world's top producing springs. They're in the top 10. Those three are in the top 10 world's producing springs. So, and that's important because water, we got to have it.
I own a spring that puts out 1 million gallons a day myself.
Wow.
And I know that Nestle, which is a German company, is buying up as many springs as they can find, the big ones.
Really?
They haven't approached me yet, but Nestle is buying up springs any place they can find them.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because Nestle, one of the Great Lakes, they were actually, supposedly purified water or spring water or whatever, they were bottling it, and they were taking so much water, and they were getting it for next to nothing, and their markup was like 10,000% to produce bottled water. And I don't know if you're aware of that, it actually lowered. They're taking so much water out of one of the Great Lakes that it was lowering the Great Lake. I mean, that's immense. So, but these springs, these like Big Spring, I know that's one of them. I can't remember the other one. And then Mammoth Spring, are they surely they're publicly owned? Are they owned by the state? Are they owned by the Park Service? Who owns them?
Well, the state of Missouri owns some of the springs. I don't know, Merrimack Springs is owned by a private entity, a foundation. These springs, it varies. Private ownership, state ownership, foundation ownership, right?
Okay. Well, I'm just curious to find out what's, you know, if they're, because they could be, you know, they could be threatened, and that's our water, you know, so.
Right.
Anyway,
people ask me about my spring and it being safe, and I say, well, I don't know if that water is coming from the top of the hill where there's a rancher or if it's coming from Canada. I mean, I really don't. All I know is it comes out of the ground at 1 million gallons a day.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that Missouri is called the Cave State, I guess, because it's the karst foundation, the which are underwater rivers in Missouri. That's why there's so many caves, and they're karst. I guess that's what they call them, karst. So it's like underground tunnels for water. So, my sense is that it's tapping into the deep aquifers. There must be some deep aquifers. I mean, being that the Ozark Mountains is the fifth oldest mountain range in the world, many people don't know that either. So, anyway, I'm just curious about what you might know, and if you don't, then maybe something to check out and be aware of. But that's interesting too. By the way, have you tested the water that comes out of your spring as far as its mineral content? And is it a rich mineral content spring?
Well, it's safe to drink. I've got the test kit for commercial water use, but we've not had it tested. But it is safe to drink. I know that.
I said, well, that's good. Okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you, John. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And we have back again Dan Sutterfield. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, John. I'm my worst secretary. I forgot two items I wanted to bring to people's attention. I just got a letter. I opened it up yesterday from the U.S. Border Security Council. And you probably remember this thug. I guess he's South American. I'm not sure.
El Chapo. Maybe he's Mexican. I don't know. But they've got him in custody, and the verdict was handed down in New York courtroom that he was guilty of whatever bad stuff he was involved in. I don't know the whole backstory. But evidently, he's got $14 billion approximately, and they're trying to pass a Senate bill, number 25, to take that money and use it. Well, at least Ted Cruz is wanting them to take that money and use it to finish the wall, which that means they probably have to get rid of the Biden administration. But anyway, they call it the El Chapo Act. It's Senate Bill 25, and it sounds like we need to get that money. That jerk don't deserve it. He's probably killed too many people already. Not that one isn't enough. Okay, so that's one item I wanted to let everybody know. Senate Bill 25, called the El Chapo Act. We need to get that passed, it sounds to me like. They can check it out. And then the other thing, which is as much, if not more important than anything we've talked about today as far as I'm concerned, we have a meetup in Rolla, Missouri, the John Moore Radio Show meetup this coming Thursday. We get together at an old school building that's been remodeled, incredibly beautiful inside, and it's at the corner of 6th and Cedar. And we get together at 4:30, and we order dinner, and we talk through the whole dinner usually, except for a little bit of chewing now and then. And then we have the official meeting. There's no gavel, of course. Starts about 6, and we go till 7:30 or so. So I thought people ought to be reminded of that. Maybe they'd have enough time to make it down to Rolla, Missouri, and set in on a get-together.
Well, thanks for the announcement there. That's important. We need to do that several times this week.
If they know ahead of time, maybe they could schedule it in. They won't miss a whole lot, but we do talk from 4:30 on. It's not like everybody has to be quite neat. So it's nice, low-key, no shirt and tie required, you know, fancy or anything. Just come dressed like you normally would work or whatever. And yeah, we've never had a problem at any of those meetings, have we, John? It's always been real amiable and like-minded.
Absolutely.
People pretty much
it's
always
a lot of
show
fun.
Up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've been doing it. How many years have we been doing this? 8 years? 10 years? I've lost track.
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Yep,
we've moved a couple of times, but this is probably the best spot we've ever had. So we can eat dinner and just sit there and visit and get to know people that are like-minded. That's a good feeling for me, to say the least.
And the owner of the restaurant is the chef, so the food's always wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, and he wanders out and visits with us a little bit. He's got a good sense of humor, real personable guy. Yeah, it's a great place.
And he's a car guy, too. He's got, a 1969 Chevrolet Camaro. It's all restored, beautiful condition.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't think I've seen it in the parking lot. Maybe he doesn't. He probably doesn't drive it to work on a regular basis.
No, but, I've seen it there a few
times. Nice folks, good place, good food. And we've had people drive in, how far, John, from St. Louis a number of times. That's a 100-mile run.
And cross-country travelers that stop off on their way through town as well.
Yep, the first Thursday of every month, folks. And John's there 95% of the time or better.
Yep, so, I am.
Yep, that's a good thing. Okay. All right, John, just wanted to remind folks of that. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, thank you. Our next caller is Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Good morning, John. The caller down towards the bottom of the hour here a while ago, he was suggesting a very narrow scenario set up, but I was asked, I was going to see what you thought about a bigger, view from 50,000 feet. What kind of scenario do you think is going to be the shot that was heard around the world in 2021 as compared to the what it was in 1776 when the British came for the powder and the guns? But not to say that's going to do it, just as a well-known phrase, what do you think is going to set people off finally? It's going to be the match that lights it.
Well, as it's hard, if not impossible, to predict in advance, Lane.
No, it's just, what do you think? Everybody has an opinion.
There'll be a very public incident that will just spread like wildfire in the alternative media. Maybe so big that Tucker Carlson is covering it. Maybe so big that even the mainstream news can't avoid it. I can't say what that would be offhand. I would say just stay tuned. It's coming, whatever it might be. And it will be a game changer. It will be an absolute game changer. In the meantime, people should just be ready at all times. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know when things are going to happen. So living a life of preparedness is the way to go. Don't you think, Lane?
Okay, yeah, I agree. So, no, that's it. That's all I had. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Lane. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. Victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory, however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly realized.
We are back. The single most important thing you can do is your spiritual preparedness. I'm a Bible-believing, born-again Christian myself. I proclaim that publicly. Proud to do so. Belief in our Lord Jesus is fundamental, and it scares the hell out of the powers that be. For the following reason. If you're loyal to our Lord Jesus and God, our Creator, first, you're not going to be loyal to them. And that's what they're fearful of. That's why one of the first things the communists did when I took over China, were they teaching Marxism? Were they teaching socialism? No. No. They were proclaiming the atheist theology. That's what the first things they did was to outlaw religion of all kinds, the traditional Chinese religions as well as Christian religions, and teaching the children especially atheist theology, Darwinian evolutionary theory. That's the first thing they did. That's how important this is. The powers that be, the New World Order, there's no place for Christianity in there. There simply isn't, which tells me that my beliefs are so important and so valuable that they want them. They want to destroy the Christianity. That's what they want to do. So do whatever you got to do to get your spiritual foundation squared away. Read the Bible and pray. If you attend a church service, you know, you should or become part of a church. That's great also. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's nice to be around fellow believers. It really is. It's very refreshing. And I like to go to my little country church and worship with my neighbors there. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Whatever works for you, that's what you need to be doing. Well, tomorrow we'll have a full day, we will have Leon Green with us talking about the doTERRA oils. We'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable with Steve Ben Noon, Jeff Nyquist, Leon Green. The Tuesday morning roundtable has been a big hit here on the John Moore Radio Show. I'm looking forward to it as I do every week. We'll fill out the rest of the week with our usual schedule. Take your questions, calls, and comments. If you feel moved to donate to Republic Broadcasting, please do so. That would help a lot. And the details on doing that is at Republic Broadcasting's website, Republic Broadcasting Network. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.